Time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. Boy, do I look refreshed and well-rested.
No.
Well, there's a reason for that. I went out to the big party last night, as I said I would. I went down to the Bomb Factory and watched Primus. Primus.
How was that?
You know, it was great. It was fantastic. It was a great tune-up for Fight Night. Since that's
Get you ready for Fight Night.
That's going to be at the Bomb Factory, and I parked in the same parking garage we park in for Fight Night. And I tell you, it was interesting to go in there and see the Bomb Factory set up the way it normally is.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't get over how much capacity that thing has. I mean, that place was, sold out for Primus, and everybody looking at that stage, I realized, man, this place holds, it's got to be 1,500, 2,000,
2 to 3, but I may be wrong on that.
Yeah, my guess was going to be 2. It's a great place for a concert.
It is.
I saw Robert Plant there a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Spectacular.
And I had the Queen's seats.
Ah.
The
balcony seats?
Yeah, it was like balcony, and it was right on Les Claypool's side, who's the bass player and lead singer of Primus. It was just fantastic. A lot of P1s there. A lot of P1s are going to see Primus.
This says it can hold up to 4,300.
Holy mackerel.
Wow.
Well, yeah. I believe it. I mean, when the lights would face the audience way, it was just like, man, there are so many rows of people here. So it was great. And go and watch his amazing bass playing. And in the little balcony that I was standing, it seemed like there were about four or five of the 10 people standing there seemed to be P1s. So it was great, including a couple that said they had just flown in from the Caymans. They were listening to us in the Caymans yesterday morning when I mentioned, hey, I'm going to see Primus tonight and Les Claypool play bass. It's going to be great. And she said, it's so weird listening to you this morning, and then we fly in from the Caymans, and then here you are. So it was awesome. All about me.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's the way you like
it. So that was very important. So yeah, thanks to the P1s that said hi last night. It was a great evening. And don't forget, if you like going to see shows at Bomb Factory, Fight Night is coming up.
That's going to be a show.
That's going to be quite a show.
August 21st.
August 21st. Put it on your calendar. Okay, hot new couple. The newest hot couple that social media has been ablaze about. Former head of state and a pop songstress.
Former head of state?
Mm-hmm. Want to take a guess?
Head of state.
Head of state in this country?
I'm not saying which country. That would be too much of a giveaway.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Why don't I go ahead and do it?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and do it, John?
Well, Craig looks like he may want to play the game.
Bruce Springsteen.
No.
I'll go with that.
He was not ahead of state.
Terrible guess, Javier. Pierre Trudeau?
Very close.
Who was the guy?
Probably Pierre's son.
What was his name?
Justin Trudeau.
Justin.
Ah.
And yeah. Katy Perry. They were spotted on an intimate date at a restaurant, I think just a few days ago, a couple days ago, and everybody started talking about it because they were leaned in together talking, and I can tell you right now, it seemed like it would be the most insufferable conversation you'd be tuning into if you overheard those two. I think both of them really annoy
me
a lot.
Especially when Katie talks.
Nah, I think he's just as annoying. You don't find him annoying at all?
I guess I haven't heard much from him.
Okay.
I couldn't come up with Justin's name, Justin Trudeau, but you got to give me some credit for being very close on that because he's the...
I did. Same family.
Yeah, debonair.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't his dad a prime minister as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
Younger, debonair, and I seem to recall recently single. Didn't he just get a divorce?
Yeah, but he doesn't like you bringing it up.
And Katy Perry, also recently single. Who was she with?
Yeah, but she doesn't like you bringing it up.
She was with Orlando Bloom.
Yes. Orlando Bloom.
And he got tired of her.
Orlando Bloom. People grow apart, Fred.
Jeez.
You don't... Nothing about this story required you to assign blame.
How old do you think Katy Perry is?
Well, once again, it doesn't matter how old she is.
I didn't say it matters.
She's 56 and
gorgeous. No, she's not 56. She's 40. Yep. She's 40. He's 53.
Would you have guessed that she was 40, though? Somehow that kind of snuck up on me.
I thought she was older than that, to be quite honest with you.
It seems like she's been around a long time.
Right.
Yeah, I guess
I would have guessed 45 or something.
Still figured in her early 30s.
I think the last straw for Orlando Bloom was her space flight, her 10-minute space flight where she acted like she landed on Mars.
I know, and when she got off that rocket ship, she kissed the ground.
Yeah.
And I think held a daisy up to the... to God in the sky and
number one. See, I can see you doing something like that, though, if you took a... And that was a space flight. They were in space for a few seconds.
Were they? I think that ship is outfitted with, rather than windows, like more screens than anything else. Just make it look real spacey. So, the problem with Katy Perry is... I think, and this, once again, safe space, sure, and no offense is intended.
No,
I just don't know that she's that bright. So she's not always aware how she's coming across. You ever seen an interview with her in which she just says absolutely nothing?
Yeah.
Yep.
But says it in every possible buzzword of the day.
That was the interview after her space flight.
Yes, it was so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And they were spotted at this intimate restaurant, and they had this. And then now, this morning, all this footage is coming out about him being at her show that took place, I guess it was yesterday.
At the Bomb Factory?
No, it wasn't. She didn't play Bomb Factory right after Primus. No, it was him out in the audience. He took his daughter to the Katy Perry show, and of course everybody had their phones turned on him as he's standing there mouthing the words, looking so love struck.
There's nothing more annoying than that, or when Travis Kelce's at a
Taylor Swift show. Why does that bug you?
I don't know. Just
they're dating.
I know, but just the whole thing about dancing and singing along with, it's just
okay, just supporting his partner.
Okay. Sue me. I don't care.
So it annoys you if a woman was singing along to her man's hit songs, if he was a famous musician?
Yeah, it depends
musician.
On who it is.
Okay, so that one is dependent upon who it is. But all men singing women's songs in the audience.
Okay, I'm sorry. Only you can call people annoying.
I'm just trying to refine your point. I'm just trying to
understand
it. Don't
try to do that. Just make me make random points and just let them sit out there.
Oh.
I don't need my points refined.
Here are some of the comments. You know, her Lifetime's tour, which is the name of that tour, hasn't been doing so well. Like, I think she had to cancel a few shows because of low ticket sales.
It's tough out there.
And then blame it on something else.
She's not the only one.
Yeah, why are people not going to shows?
I don't know. Big shows especially. I think people are tired of paying those huge prices for big shows.
Some of the comments, bro must be down bad if he's willing to go to a Lifetime's concert.
No disrespect.
Jeez.
Another person said, wait, is she going to be the president of Canada now?
Oh, my
okay.
God.
No so disrespect.
There's a lot of dismantling of this.
That's
that
actually
happen.
A question that she would ask.
No, good question.
Okay. Just because they are dating would not make her the president of anything. And also, he was not the president of Canada. they were funny, though, these comments. They were filmed together, dining together in Montreal. And then, I'm not sure where this concert was. Maybe it was also in Montreal. Who was it that used to say, like, Montreal?
Scott Murray.
I meant off air.
But you know what?
Is the way to say it?
Apparently, that is a way to pronounce Montreal.
See?
A lot of people say Montreal.
Told you. So, Katy Perry has one daughter, Daisy, with Orlando Bloom. And Justin has three kids with his ex-wife, Sophie. He announced their split in August of 2023 after 18 years of marriage. They have Ella Grace, who he went to the concert with, and then Xavier and Hadrian. You don't hear the name Hadrian very often.
No. So they'd be a half Brady Bunch if they got together. They'd have three kids in a blended family.
What? She's got one. He's got three.
Oh, I thought you said he had two. No, so they'd have four kids. So that's a two-thirds Brady Bunch.
Just, I think everyone understood the term blended family.
But whenever
you don't have to figure out what proportion of Brady Bunch it is for people to understand.
Yes, you do. Whenever you talk blended family, you have to reference the Brady Bunch, the most famous blended family ever.
I don't know about that.
Yes.
Are they the most famous blended family ever?
Yes.
Name another one.
Basically, every family these days.
Okay, but not they didn't have their own TV show, documentary.
Okay, like Ozzy Osbourne wasn't their kids were on that show.
What?
His kids were Sharon, and then some of his previous kids weren't
his kids
they?
Kids were on the Brady Bunch?
Yeah.
Wow.
What? Sophie was a childhood friend and classmate of Justin Trudeau's older brother, Michael. How do you pronounce it? M-I-C-H-E-L.
Michelle?
It says Canadian, French-Canadian, I'm assuming, so.
Probably Michelle. My Bell.
Michelle. Oh, my Michelle.
So is that how they met? Through their kids?
What?
Is that how they met through the kids, if they were friends?
Katy Perry?
And Justin Trudeau?
I don't know if they're... I don't think their kids are friends.
Oh, what did you just say?
What?
Sophie.
Yeah?
Justin's ex-wife.
Oh.
Was
oh,
a childhood friend and classmate of Trudeau's older brother, Michelle.
Oh, okay.
Who died of avalanche in 1998.
Of avalanche.
Jeez.
He was 23 years old when he died of avalanche.
God. Terrible.
Hockey?
Have you ever known someone to die of avalanche?
No, not personally, no.
How about die of earthquake?
No.
Not personally.
Oh, here's one for you. How about die of airplane crash, like commercial airplane.
So we have friends who knew somebody on that recent big plane crash. The Air India crash. 163 people were killed about 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm. And they knew someone on it.
Our friend, she worked with one of the people that was killed on the crash.
Wow.
So I'm just one removed from knowing somebody that died in a plane crash.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've known directly anybody. Have you all?
I've known people who've died in private plane crash.
Really?
But yeah. Never known people that died of other plane crash.
I don't think I've even known anybody that died in a private plane crash.
Really?
Like I didn't really know Payne Stewart.
But he didn't die of a plane crash.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
He was in a plane.
Yeah. He died.
Crashed.
But he didn't die of the crash.
You don't know that.
I thought that they did know that.
They all were knocked out, but we don't know that they all died.
Like, anyone can even...
I thought that's how they classify it. It was a plane crash. The plane eventually crashed.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I think that if you look up Payne Stewart, it'll say that he died in flight.
Let's see.
Now, if they're bad reporters, they'll say he died of a plane crash. But the plane crash happened as a result of the deaths of everyone on board.
Yeah, I wonder how long from the time that seal broke and the cabin lost pressure to the time it crashed, how long was that?
It was hours.
Hours?
Yeah, they tracked that plane for hours.
It traveled for a long time up to the northwest.
So it seems weird that they would list that he died of plane crash if he... died of hypoxia? Because like when someone dies of a heart attack and then their car crashes, they'll say that they had a heart attack and they died of that, and then the car crashed. I'll say they died of heart attack. Anyway, that's what nobody's interested in chasing down this.
Thanks for breaking that down for us.
Well, who else is going to break it down for you today?
Nobody.
Anyway, nobody. I figured you'd be excited about this new hot couple.
Don't give a flip.
So if the plane had landed, he still would have been dead.
Yes.
If they could have landed it automatically.
Right.
So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, if they were able to text autopilot and say, hey, dude, can you land the plane? And they did, then he would still be dead. So that means he didn't die of plane crash.
Right, right.